Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Hallelujah. That was a powerful praise and worship. Clap your hands for them. Wow. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. We're transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano of Alabaster International Ministry. We're going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this one. There is a word from the Lord this morning. There is a word from the Lord. And so everybody, you know, it will just be appropriate that they bring their television, their radio and their device right to this place. On television, we are live on Amansan TV, Awake Television, and GN Television. On radio, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all the sister stations. Online, this is Facebook Live, YouTube, and also Podcast Live. I will want to welcome everybody dearly. My name, Kofi Odru. I will be with you and be your messenger this morning. Let us pray. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the grace you have lavished on us. Thank you for the ability to move and have our being. Thank you for the blessing of your provision. Thank you for our children. We never paid a penny for them. Thank you in the name of Jesus for the providence and the covering. I bless you in Jesus' name for the wealth, health, and blessing that we enjoy. I honor you for this nation. I thank you for your blessing and your might upon our lives. And this morning I'm asking in the name of Jesus that your grace will open the heavens and shine upon your people. Give us direction for the year 2021. Show us the way in the name of Jesus by the premise of your word, especially Psalm 25 verse number 12 and 14. Show us the way that we should go. Reveal your intentions and your mind to us in the precious name of Jesus. In distance, I come against every demonic attempt, every demonic presence, every principality that runs nations. I come against them in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will silence them in Jesus' precious name, that your word will take total domination in Jesus' name, and we will be careful to honor you in the name of Jesus the Christ. Heal the sick, deliver the afflicted, save the sinner, reclaim the backslider. Let today be the day the miracle begins in the lives of your people. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Push me up, sir. Thank you very much. You can clap those hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. In other words, our intention of coming is not to see any human being. We are not here to fraternize or socialize. Even though that is part of our coming, we are here. The first intention or the principal intention or the rudimental intention is to see Christ. Our substratum in coming this particular Sunday is not just to see ourselves, because it's been a while. It is to see the Christ, because when Christ is revealed in a man, darkness dissipates or disappears and light emanates or appears. We see illumination of the light of the gospel come into the life of a person. I am only also reminding you and bringing a reiteration, ladies and gentlemen, that we are living in a very dangerous time. The Bible calls it perilous times. The perilosity of the times in which we are living in is very, very, very dangerous. If I look right now where the nations are, if anybody had told me that developed or first world nations were going to be incarcerated in their rooms, I would not believe it. There will be no Christmas for them. There will be no events for them. I will not believe it, but it's happening. If somebody are told that the nations will be dying in numbers and will be incapacitated in numbers or sick in numbers, like the way I'm seeing it, we would have doubted it. And so when the Bible was predicting a recession to the economies of the world and declaring how people will fall, how economies will crash, how the mighty, like Babylon will fall. The modern day Babylon are the economies of the world. How they will fall. We would have doubted it. I look at places where the dominant culture, people that are wealthy, people who have it, people who have done it all, they've been it all, they've seen it all. I look at how they are nowhere to be found, and yet their cars, yeah, are packed in the driving bay, and government institutions are towing them away because the owners are dead. The owners. And then here I'm not talking about cheap stuff. I'm talking about what the world will applaud, what the world will you know, praise, what the world will deem as glory, what the world, that is what I am talking about. The Maseratis, the Ferraris, you know, the Aston Martins, the Bentleys, the Rolls Royces, yeah, packed, and the owners are gone. Mansions are being emptied. And so it brings to mind this particular scripture we've been reading for over 2 months now, ladies and gentlemen. And anybody that is watching and listening, I want you to know that we are not in a time of joking. This is not the time like anybody can be joking. Even though all this is happening around us, yet we cannot discern between the times. Because as the Bible said, the things that will come in, we shall not discern and we shall not know exactly the things that will be happening, except the wise. For they that do know their God will be strong and they will do exploits. And so I read you Luke chapter 21 and verse number 34 to 36. The Bible calls it a warning to the nations of the world and to every flesh who lives under the sun. The Bible said, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that day, the day I am talking about, the day of the Lord, does not come upon you unawares. For as a snare, the Bible said, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Everybody dwelling on the face of the whole earth, it shall come upon you. Saved and unsaved, knowledge and ignorant, elite and illiterate. It is going to come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Preachers, pulpiteers, business people, entrepreneurs, and employers and employees. You know, we are going to have, it's going to happen to people, strong, weak, frail, vulnerable, fragile, everybody is going to happen to them. And to me, I'm aware that people come to Alabaster and some people still to meet Jimmy. Yeah. To me, I'm aware after hearing all this, still who to meet Jimmy. To me, I'm going to build up on something this morning, which is not joking. People still come here and still follow pornography. People still come here and still follow madness. People still come here and still follow people's husbands. People still come here and still follow people's wives. People think that this is a club. T.I. I'm talking to you this morning. And may you tell the nation there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from God. Tell our leaders this morning that there is a word from God. They may not like me this morning, because I am not one of their prophets who will tell them what they want to hear. We are not after your VIP lounge pass. We are not after your diplomatic passports and service passports. We ain't traveling anywhere. We will be here and send the message to the world. They will hear it. There is no way we're going to. Tell our lawmakers there is a word from the Lord. Tell our executive there is a word from the Lord. Tell our judiciary there is a word from God. Tell the looters of this nation there is a word from God. This morning, you will hear it whether you like it or not. Tell them there is a word from God. And they feel like, let the noisy preacher scream whatever we want, we've got in it. I want to tell you, Matthew chapter 23 verse 33, how can you escape the damnation of hell? I want to really tell, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Serpents and brood of vipers, yeah, generation of snakes, awama rutuama a player die and a more Daniel from an hunukroni. I want to tell most of our leaders, you are on your way to hell. Straight away, I want to tell you that. Just like most of the people here are on their way to hell. Yeah. I would like to make it very plain and very clear to you this morning, so that you will be able to know. This is the voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. This is the voice bringing order to the body of Christ until the coming of the Christ. This is the voice bringing sanity to matrimonial homes and marriages until TNA! Until the sounding of the trumpet. And possibly, let me tell you that this is the last alarm. You possibly might not hear any word of warning again and any word of sanctity again. There is a word from the Lord. This is not a hallelujah word. This is not a word that will make you sow a seed. This is not a word that will make people jump around. This morning, there is a therapeutic word, a prophetic eschatological word, an end time message for the people that will hear it. As far as it can go, the name of the Jesus, the name of the Lord will be praised as far as it can go. This word is for all the people that are backslidden and deviated from the course of the scriptures and gone into secret society and occultic groups and turn the church into a slavery point and enslave God's people and taking them captive. This word is for you. How can you escape the domination of hell? You can clap your hands. I'm talking to you. How can you escape the domination of hell? Hell is right before you. Hell is right before you. And you know, sometimes I look at things and it should be talking to us. The demises and the death of certain people should be a message of its own to us. Like the death of His Excellency President Rawlings should be a message. Like the death of His Excellency President Mills, should be a message. Yeah. Like the death of the former Vice President, should be a message. Aliyu Mahama. It should be a message to our politicians. Yeah, like the death of Echo Hayford should be a message of its own. It should be a message. The man is here today, tomorrow he is gone. And everything that he leaves, the people are fighting over it. And they have forgotten that they are also on their way. And they will also perish like dust. And they will go like smoke. And they will vamoose and dissipate like thin air. Yeah, they will evaporate. They have forgotten. they have forgotten. You know, what I am talking to you is the hour of temptation. It will come upon the whole world. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 10. It is going to come upon the whole world. The Bible said very clearly, because you have kept my word and the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world. Get that feedback away, please. I am very serious this morning. You know, yeah, the Bible said, I will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them of that dwell upon the earth. It will try everybody that is dwelling upon the earth. It is the hour of temptation. It is a time of temptation. Your faith will be tried. It will be tempted. I'm talking to you. You may be seated in the presence of God. Enjoy the message. Enjoy the word from the Lord. We are going to see in this particular time. We are going to see. Ladies and gentlemen, come and get your seat. Thank you very much. You are going to see Isaiah chapter 24, verse 21 to 22. It is going to play up. It is a messianic prophecy. It's going to manifest. It's an eschatological prophet. Then we will see Jeremiah chapter 46 and verse number 10 in the picture. The world will seriously witness it clearly in their own eyes. Then we will see Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4 to 11. Yeah, that one is very crucial, especially when you get to verse 9, Isaiah chapter number 9, especially when you get to verse number, you know, it is so crucial. When you go, you build it up and get to verse number 9, I will start from verse 9, and the Bible said, you know, it builds down up, and then by the time you hit, you know, verse number 11, you are seeing something. Isaiah chapter 13 will come to the picture. You are going to see prophetically also from verse 9 in the picture. You will see, yeah, something is coming. I'm telling you, the Bible said the day of the Lord cometh, and it is crucial. And yet, I'm telling you, I mean, I was or you sweet or you nice or you kind, you know, or sign you dangerous. Yeah, or sign you dangerous. And it's coming. Oh, yeah, it's coming. We are going to see so many things that will happen. We will see Zephaniah chapter 1, verse number 1 to 14. You are going to see the great day of the Lord, especially when the Bible makes it emphatically clear. It said the great day of the Lord is near. Yeah, it happened. We are going to see that very clearly. It's going to happen. It is going to appear. We will see that in cruelty happening. Then we will see Joel chapter 1 verse 15. That the day of the Lord is near. Joel, the first chapter and the 15th verse. We will see that also happening. When we see Joel 1:15, it will take us even further. Yeah, yeah. Ow! I'm telling you. We will see Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Sound the alarm in Zion. And to torment, no, Munshan will see on. Yeah. Shine a pen up, Bonnie was sorry them. And Fango, you know, Montin so canny. About ten so for Nadia, who can't assemble children, one more, no woman tea. I sorry for the primo Macuma. One more, sorry. And so me a woody for. One of us, sorry. And so me a command for. One of us, sorry. And so me a true for. One of us, sorry. And so be a Jimmy. One of us, sorry. And so be for putting your shit. I'm telling you. You come to church. When some minutes I told you, I would know you wouldn't like it. I know you wouldn't like it. Yeah. You wouldn't like the message. You wouldn't like it. You don't like it. Open your heart. You don't want them. What are you doing here? Ube to you. Yeah, there's a message from the Lord. Yeah, we will see Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse number 7. We will see it in play. And then we will see Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2. Many that are dead will rise, some to eternal life and some to eternal damnation or eternal punishment. Yeah, we will see that in the picture. Lastly, we will see Malachi chapter 4. Yeah, and I already see Malachi chapter 4 verse 1 happening in my time and in my generation and season. I am seeing that very clearly. The Bible said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, that shall be the day. Edano, ebeshi se funo no. Edano, ebeshi se wija. The day it will burn, it will burn. The day is not, you know, I like it when, you know, Zephaniah comes, so, or Sevradi dano, and Shireng, eye sum, eye kusu. Evradi dano, eye mununkrum da, eye kusu ye da, eye kusu kuku da, eye mununkrum, eye sum, eye binabot da. Yeah, that is why he gives his only begotten son as a ransom for us, that by the grace we will say, we are going to see mutinies. We are going to see Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 4 downwards up to verse number 15, even further until the last verse. We are going to see these things are going to emanate. And Jesus answered unto them and said, take heed that no man deceive you. And then he went further in the next verse and said, you know, for many shall come in my name saying I am the Christ and shall deceive many. In the next verse he said, and you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. And the Bible said, see that ye are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. In other words, there is going to be persecution, there is going to be adversity, there is going to be economic difficulties, there is going to be health difficulties, there is going to be family difficulties, there is going to be high rate of divorces. High rate. Preachers will divorce their wives in our presence. Preachers will remarry and marry triple multiple in church. We are going to see that. Now we are going to see, you know, false doctrine, because we are coming into the house of God. We are going to see preachers, preaching polygamy. Yeah, you are going to see all kinds of nonsense in this end time. One day you will come and somebody is having sex with another on this altar. You are going to see strange things in this end time. You are going to see different forms of rebellion, witchcraft. You are going to see all forms of, rejection of God. We will reject him. We will reject the Christ. We will reject the way of life. We will reject eternal salvation. We will reject the way that bringeth peace and life. We will reject. They are going to, you know, go into rather multiple strange relationships. Promiscuity is going to be the order of the day. It's going to happen. You are going to see it. We are going to see all kinds of craziness in this end time. Yeah. We are going to see what we are seeing in America. Yeah. People are going to, you know, march to the Capitol Hill. I thought America was the most, you know, organized, composed nation in the whole world. Please, sir, organized nation in the whole world. I thought America was the place where, you know, was the model and the beacon of example. And I thought that America was the place. Pioneer! Let the American ambassador hear me this morning. America has filled the world. And that is the kind of failure that is going to be happening. Preacher, what did they say? Well, you're in her soul. Obey your baby, I want to say, obey you. Obey your, what did they say? You're in her soul. I did be obey you, no, obey you. Anybody pray about to move into the air. Yeah. that America can have people from one party. They are going to just get up in the morning and just rise and go to the House of Parliament and break everything down. They break the Speaker's office down. Exactly what happened, you know, few years ago in Nigeria. They fought until people bled, until they were rushed to the hospital, like what happened in Uganda, like what happened in Congo. Yeah, they will fight until they crush the head of the Speaker. As if Ghana was the beacon of democracy, and it looked like we were the beacon of you know, the peace that emanated in the world. It looked like the whole of Africa was looking up to us as an example. Then on the 6th on the 7th of January and the 8th of January, we saw the biggest despicable, disgusting, and you know, things that I will never do. We voted for people to go and represent us. So when the Bible says things like you know, Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 4, omankwa siafu amunitiri. Yeah, yeah. Look at what he said. Jeremiah chapter 5. Was it? On my way, yeah. Come and dispute God's word. And our nation will begin with baseless prophecies from beginning of the year. Imagine I say, I'm talking to a nation. God can never be the God of 31st. God can never be limited. God will not only be speaking on 31st. I'm repeating, God is not the God of 31st. When you are on the 31st, that you see, Monsieur, who no, 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 you are media. I'm still reminding you, Hosea 9:7. I switch in the net through. I will a top renaissance. Ghana, the woman said, you for me and Quasia for a Jimmy for a home for no, a podam for. You will see that. Because they will not read us. They will not know where we are talking from. Yeah, they will not understand. T-N-E-I! These people cannot see their own madness. Sleeping with girls, sleeping with women, sleeping with even men. You come talking to me that the Lord has spoken to you concerning 31st. I don't believe it. Period! Now, politicians, he didn't say, Hunechi. Parliament House. Do you know, this was the most disgraceful act that ever happened. At the time now, sense no echoes to a parliament. You know, do you know that this nation didn't have a leader? That do you know that if one soldier has sat on the seat of the speaker, coup had happened in this country? I'm reminding you, Ibrahim Wajin Yankos. If one of those soldiers who have sat on that chair and said in the eyes of all the cameras that were watching from the world, because there is no leader and there is this chaos, we have taken over. We haven't thought about that. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1. I'm telling you, and we can have people's fathers, people's mothers, people's husbands, people's wives, family people, reputable people in church. Behave like this. It was say, "On my way, your mobro for your sign, Kwasia for put the scripture back and let us work." Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse number, Jeremiah chapter, if he said, "Ye nim yame kwai." Go to the verse number 15. Yeah, in verse number 15, Jeremiah chapter 5, he said something very strange. Yeah, he said something very strange. I'll bring the nation. Go to 14 first. Verse number 14. And then right after that, I'm closing off. Yeah, you can have people, slap people, push people, chew papers. Yeah, sitting at home and people are chewing papers. Really? These are your honorable men? Misumo. We're no more honorable men. I am sorry for you. These are your honorables. And you mean that the money of this nation is buying hotels and buying mansions for young girls? Yes! Yes! One election, and girls are having Range Rovers from a miserable country like this one. Omaya mo mobose. You can throw money about because these are your honorable men. And I will repeat, what happened in Parliament is a true reflection of us and us as a people. Krono. A woody, Jimmy. That is exactly why this nation cannot progress. So you see Jeremiah chapter 4:22. If you say, Mimaya Jimmy, where a man kwa siya fuo, where boni hunyansa fuo, papa wunim, that is what you see. It's a reflection of us. So the Bible calls her. It goes further to say, "Intimunsurome." When you it will just even amaze you. Yeah, 15. You know, let's put it back. Jeremiah chapter 5. Put 15 back. Jeremiah 5, verse number 15. Go to 21. That is what I quoted. 21. Verse number 21 of Jeremiah, the fifth chapter. Yeah. Muntie ye, o mangwa siya fwa mu, munitiri. Yeah. Muwe ninsu, mu unadiye, mu asunso. Yeah. Hear this! Oh, foolish people who don't have understanding. You have eyes, but you cannot see. You have ears, but you cannot hear. You are not discerning. You have gold, you have silver, you have platinum, you have bauxite, you have oil, you have gas. Still, you can't prosper. Still, you can't prosper. Verse number 25 of Jeremiah 5 will say, "Well, see, mumumo yonti na ama wenu madani, mubuninti ena ama adepa." A bomb. Yeah. I'm now going to now reflect this whole week in our fasting and prayer. I will be reflecting on the scripture that is in Ecclesiastes. Now this year I'm from. Any other I'm from Semkwa. I'm going to be reflecting on that. Very, very, very sad. Sit down and I cry for this nation. Jeremiah 9:1. I cry for this nation. Ebi owa na kwentu fuasu e ebi ya. Kame tuwe jome na makusua mama. Yanambisa mo se intimu be yini. Yanambisa mo. When we finish. We finish all this and then we take this thing. I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend, preserve the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. If we paparim, any can we? Paparim. T.I. Ghana we jare. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 5. Mesa we jare. We jare. We nye papa. We nye papa. I've told you. Isaiah 1:5. Quick, please. Wishare. Itimuni na yare. Na komeni na hujo. Yeah. Zuchichiri pubia emmo. This is where we are. And I'm here this morning. You know, let me tell you, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse number 28. Right after that, I'll quote my last scripture and we close. Jeremiah 7, 28. This is the word of the Lord. What's it? Why no amaya? Won't you when young kupong asam ana nemra? Na won yate teneno. Nukure asa. Nukure adia miye. Or heard you will be so difficult. No, problem. Girls, people have promised you, I'll marry you, I'll take you to America. Then Amali. I told you. Adiabi, that's our ninth. Obe water home. Or what tell who you are, where you a down on our baby who tell you, down our baby who say, oh, Kuno, or a yere, or a ma, yeah, sound the women who cross or your elder was or your suffer. You will be shocked and amazed. And because Ukrainian, it runs everywhere. It goes into politics. It goes into the media. It goes into church. It comes to everywhere. And when it comes to church, it saddens my heart because we have turned the house of God into the den of thieves and robbers. Yeah, this is where we merchandise people. This is where we turn the people into commodities to put money in our pocket and finance our lavish lifestyles. This is where the church will be paying for the Mercedes and the, you know, Rolls Royces and the Bentleys. This is where the church will be doing that. And so we talk nonsense to them and then we leave anyhow and we have taken Christ out of his pulpit and we come to church and we hear nonsense which has no exegetical, theological, fundamental roots. The word of the Lord. Which means a preaching Ukraine. You're preaching why you're praising. A baby. I see a kikafa. And I want to say to you that the fact that somebody can quote scriptures and scream doesn't mean they are a man of God. Doesn't mean that God has called them. You know, it doesn't make you a man of God or a woman of God because you can quote scripture. Even Louis Farrakhan can quote scriptures. Even fetish can quote scriptures. People can be quoting scriptures all over. Even the devil quotes scriptures. Yeah. All the whole thing is there is no order, too much chaos. It starts from the church. Nanka politicians, see, it didn't say the church has the mandate of God to rebuke them and put them back in line. But we cannot rebuke them because a man wa womo fan yensu ye febi. Yeah. A chamainu a womo bono ye bubi. Krononu a womo bono ye mubebri bubi. And that is why we cannot rebuke them. The little few that can rebuke them, they will turn back with insults and come and insult the holiness of God and the sanctity and the integrity and the veracity of the pulpit of God. And therefore, there is no blessing on the nation. And Kwasi a woni Jimmy Woo and a Moo 39 where we 49 where we Ebehunu is a nice businessman in his pit path he is gone 21 path and Kwasi a woni there if you don't repent Ubewusa emoa you cannot clap. I know you will not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Grofia. Sorry. ya ka chom se na no ade no amoye ye no onyame betwem aso. If I this morning fought with a church member in this place, for example, saying, and do you think that that will be just normal? And what happened there is going to be normal. Everything is going to happen normally, as if nothing happened. I got it. Would have said, "Kofi, do no, your papa say I catch him so your papa say I can." The cheating things are with Jimmy and Kwan. You know, they will say things. That's how I catch him so your papa. You know, I can Jimmy and Kwan. You know, none want to share drugs with us. I feel they are Kwan. You know, Jimmy and Kwan. They will say things like that. I'm going to close the service. But I would like us to look at something. Put our national pledge on the screen. That alone is enough. I promise on my honor to be faithful. You can't be faithful to your wife. You can be faithful to a nation. This is why. Obia obeka akirem say onyame na yi obi obuwa. Nyame. Will you assessing? The voice of the people in the UB. You are the way. Nyame, the year German for, Nyame, the year Woody for. I don't believe it. And I'm telling your prophet, diplomatic passports and friendship with wicked people like government and opposition will take you nowhere. There is a kingdom that we have to be preaching. A kingdom. Do you own my life? Are you sick? It's because Jesus is no more the message. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1. The Bible makes it very clear. When I came unto you, I determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. When we are preaching this, there will be fear of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We are going to fear God and love God. Yeah. When I came unto you, I did not come with the excellency of speech and wisdom, declaring the word and the testimony of Almighty God. Verse number 2. Yeah, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is just, you know, exactly like Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1. When the Bible was talking about the Christ, the bread of life, he said, you know, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that so do easily be set us, and let us run the race with patience. The Bible said, which is set before us. In the next verse, I like it. Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame that was set down, and sat down at the right hand of God Almighty. Verse 3, I will finish up with that. And the Bible said, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Come back to your first love. Come back to Jesus Christ. Come back to the Son of God. Come back to the way, the truth, the life. Come back to the true shepherd of your soul. Yeah, the shepherd of your life. Come back. Come back. Repent. Ghana, why you bunny when you're me and you catch you? If the prophets don't see that this nation have sinned before God, they don't see at all. Repent and come back to the Lord. Stand to your feet. Put back the national pledge. Of course, we now we're going to say one more and then yeah, oh boy. People are sitting at home and giving instructions. People are home giving instructions. And we are all looking. To be faithful and loyal to Ghana. If we are faithful and loyal, the 9 people that died on the day of elections will be a concern to all of us. It's sad that government doesn't even talk about those people. A government should be thinking about every citizen, good, bad, ugly. 9 people die on the day of elections. Nobody talks about it. If we are faithful and loyal to Ghana, Electoral Commission will not print such a useless card and distribute it to us. We demand an accountability, or hell is waiting for all of you. Yeah. To Ghana. We as a church will print a plastic card with photographs and authentication, security authentications on the card as a church. A nation cannot do that. That card has no security features. Olonka Robai card, the full way your voter's card. And nobody can stand and say, where did all the money go? When we went to Nigeria, COVID funds were in ministers' warehouse. Emo, Sichiri, Anwa, that were supposed to go for poor people, are in governor's warehouse. Greedy men. That is why they die from cancer, leukemia, strokes, blindness. You will die in the judgment of God. I'm telling you. You see, I'm pressure free monchain. Molan cruises mon fa mad dai musika fa. Adia ba kope. Why do you such a? Such a why do you? The 2 hands are lifted. We are going to stand before you, Heavenly Father, this morning with our hands lifted up and repent for this nation. We do not want to only repent for the despicable activities and acts that were purported in parliament, but we also want to repent for all the bloodshed and the impunity and the, you know, rebellion and immunity that happened all through this nation during our elections. We want to repent, Master, concerning all the blood that have stained our flag, like the blood of J.B. Dankwa Edu, Ahmed Swale, Ghana Police, Yehovah, should tell us who the killers were. Ahmed Swale's children, my God, today are fatherless because of somebody's selfish interest. And my God, we stand before you to ask for forgiveness for the blood of Fenekotri and Ahmed Mahama, Adam Mahama, and all the people, including Captain Mahama, who was murdered in blood. I pray for forgiveness because we have desecrated and we have disdained and defamed and, you know, defiled this nation. And therefore, when you see the hands of your people up this morning, it is all to ask for forgiveness. Not only for the nation, but for ourselves. Psalm 5:5. Therefore, I stand here in the name of Jesus and I'm asking your hand of blessing. I spread the flag of Ghana one more time on the altar, and we want to make intercession for Ghana. Can we hear the national anthem, or I should pray? I'll say, get ready. I will want you to understand that it's not just Ghana. Some BB barriers. And these are all signs of the coming of the Christ. The world is coming to an end. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world nor the things that are in it. If anybody loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. For everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but the world. The next verse says, but the world and its lust or its beauty is passing away, but he that doeth the will of the Father shall abide forever. If we are sinning, a kono chem, a chem. The biawa, a yira. Everything you have will perish. Why a fair car would buy a missing in Iwira? It shall all pass. Iwira. And this is the time to seek God, make him your Lord. Let the Christ be your Savior. This is the time to be serious with Jesus. I am. If there is any New Year resolution, I am repeating it to you. Be serious with Christ. Be see party be our kubi in sembi our numbi kwesi danu abetena ha. Hell, how what true are we? People sleep in their boyfriend's house, come to church. They can boldly come with their girlfriend, go back, continue. I'm telling you, you are on your way to hell. Eternal damnation will never skip your head. You see me in your sofa, come here, alabaster. You can't go natural, oh, pafa. Same in your sofa, come here, alabaster. Tell me the truth. I want to hear it. And crocro me, because I gave offering. No. And crocro me because I'm nice. No. Tell me. They took me Jimmy. I catch him say, Jai Jimmy, you know. Minyamia Timu Bawoso. Say a good amen. Play the national anthem. Pray for this country. Stretch your hands and pray for Ghana. There is an hour of temptation that has even begun with us. And we ask the mercies of God. Somebody lift your voice and pray. We are asking for mercy and pardon. The word says we should pray always that we might be able to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We should pray to escape. Something is coming that we cannot stand. We must escape. As I say, you hear one thing, dear Johnny. Escape. escape. Grace to escape. 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 We no more need to send any pegunta ne su Jimia, 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 Jimia. And we move Jimia. Go Instagram. No, you go here. Jimisa. Let me run a dross on the phone. Let's see. Jimisa. Wherever you'll be going this week, whatever you'll be doing as we continue with our fasting and praying 6 p.m. each night, we are asking God's mercies in Jesus' precious name. Come on, lift your voice. Yeah, we are asking for true and genuine repentance to serve God in spirit and in truth. That marriages will be healed. Homes will be restored to Christian homes and values. Yeah. Christian values and homes. There are husbands who don't have any time for their wives. They don't respect their wives, their children, and all this. We have all this and we appear on Sunday as a ceremony and not a life-changing, transforming something. And we go back to our nonsense. Just like dogs that have, you know, returned back to their vomit. Repent! That is what I'm asking. The Lord, repent. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the ability to be alive and to be well, to see all that we are seeing. I pray in the name of Jesus for your hand of blessing over this nation. This nation is sick. We are sick just like our economy. Heal us, O God. Heal our land. If your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek you and turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins. You will heal our land. I pray in the name of Jesus, forgive this country. Forgive us. May we have the grace to be part of the people who will escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. May we be prepared for the second coming of Christ, because heaven is real and hell is very real. So is judgment. So is rapture. And so is death. Therefore, teach us to number our days, that we will apply our hearts unto wisdom. May Christ be formed in us out of all these preachings, in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for everybody who is here, everybody watching on TV, everybody listening by radio. I'm asking your hand of blessing over all of them. I pray that you will restore them. I pray also in the name of Jesus that you will let this week be a flourishing week in Jesus' precious name. And somebody shout amen. You don't know Christ as Savior. This short prayer is a life-transforming prayer for you. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Make me born again and a new creation. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for your children. I'm asking your favor and your hand of blessing over them in Jesus' precious name.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.